This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Colette Smart joins us on the line. She's an adolescent psychologist, and you can find more at colettesmart.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, this is a big topic, a big area, and I think a lot of parents are going to be grateful to get some wisdom from you today. So, teens and alcohol. All right, talk to us.
Okay, so I think obviously first up, the most obvious one is that it's against the law. However, on top of all of that, I think we need to remember that the growing brain is much more damaged by alcohol. We're seeing this more and more, more than we ever knew when we were growing up. So teens actually process alcohol differently. So an adult may get sleepy after too many drinks, but teens are actually up and firing, and they begin to do all manner of risky things when they are fueled by alcohol. So alcohol, in fact, there's so many studies that show the link to teen deaths by drowning, increase in suicide risk, risk of sexual assault. And then teens who use alcohol are actually more likely to be sexually active at earlier ages. So they have sexual intercourse more often. They have unprotected sex more than teens that don't drink. Teen parties are very dangerous places if you are drunk. And it's unfortunate, but then girls are the ones that are at risk more than boys even. Teens who drink are more likely to have problems with their schoolwork, so that's a big one. And teens don't know when to stop drinking often. So the majority of teens, if they do drink, they tend to binge drink. And people who drink as teenagers, we're seeing that they are more likely to become problem drinkers when they become adults. So those are all some of the statistics and some of the research around the issue with teen drinking.
All right. So why do you think teens drink? Some teens, I should say.
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you said some, because actually the majority of teens are more likely not to drink these days. We're not seeing an increase in teens drinking. What we are seeing is an increase in the teens that do drink. We're seeing an increase in the binge drinking.
Mm.
But many of them who do, it's because they're anxious, so they want to lessen their anxiety at parties. They need to know where their parents stand on issues like this. So parents, we need to be clear and unambiguous in our discussions around teen drinking and binge drinking. Our teens can't guess that we have an issue with it or we have reasons why we think they shouldn't if we never say it. So when we talk to them about some of the reasons, we must also expect disagreement from them.
Mm.
So they'll say the usual things like, but everybody else is, and all parents let their kids drink, and I think this is one of the non-negotiable issues in parenting. So stick to your arguments. Eventually, I think they do get the point, and they come to a point where they start to ask you, well, what can I do then? They might do it in a grumpy kind of way initially, but they begin to become open with, well, then if you say I can't, how do I do this? How do I not drink in front of my friends?
Yeah. That's a good question to ask. I grew up in country Queensland, and look, I didn't know the good Lord when I was a teenager.
Yep.
But the culture was to drink. I mean, the culture at all the parties, and that was kind of the norm. But there was certainly no conversation with my parents at the time.
Around it, yeah. Mm. And so I think, you know, pointing out to our teens that usually the coolest person at the party is unlikely to be the person who's sprawled out unconscious and covered in their own vomit.
Yes. Good point. Good point, Colette.
And we need to help our teens to learn the art of talking and mixing with other people. So giving them scenarios, helping them think about what to say to guys and girls. It's those things that make them anxious and they think alcohol will help.
Yeah.
Provide ideas for excuses if they feel pressure. So I even told my children that I was at a party when I was young and I stood and just merrily poured my drink into the local pot plant, every opportunity that I could, because I didn't feel like I could say I can't drink.
Yeah.
Telling them things like walk around with a drink in your hand and say I just got one. You know, it's easy for us to say you should just say no, but it's very difficult for them.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think particularly one of my other concerns is parties at people's homes. So I think It's the permissive parents who actually provide alcohol to their children. It signals to their kids that getting blind drunk is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But besides that, even if you have a teen who you think is pretty good and wouldn't drink, and their few friends around them may not be drinkers, but in a party of 30 or 50 kids in your home, it's not acceptable for your teen to say to you, well, please stay out of sight. You need to stay in your bedroom or stay upstairs. Besides the fact that it's your home, it's a huge duty of care issue. And so we have parents expecting, other parents expecting a responsible adult to be in charge and supervising, and sitting up in your room is not supervision as a parent. You put too many young people at risk of the peer pressure when there's no adult around, sexual pressure, worst case scenario, sexual assaults. So, and how do you even know what's happening if you're upstairs? So I'm not saying stalk the kids at the party. I'm saying things like do the barbecue, be in and out clearing away cups and plates, fill up chip bowls, do the dishes in the kitchen. Just do things around because it's your home. And then if you're a parent with your child going to a party, don't be afraid to go and meet the hosts. As a parent, I'm also amazed how many times I arrive at the party and there's only one or two of us actually walking in to say, hi, I'm so-and-so's parent. You know, we need to meet the hosts.
Mm.
And then finally, giving your kids a code word that they can text or call if they feel like things are getting out of hand, something to say in a code, come and get me now, I need to be picked up.
That's good. That's good. I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah. Wow. Something we've been talking to my kids about for a long time, not just in terms of drinking, but, just giving them something to save face that if they feel like they need to leave, they can do so.
Mm, yeah. Wow. Some really great advice there, Colette. Really great tips. I think they're going to be very, very helpful to the parents of Sydney. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Emma.
And if you want to read more from Colette, make sure you have a look at colettesmart.com.